Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.
Thank you for being a
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah. Welcome to it for your Friday afternoon, and it is a massive show today, guys.
Big show, Bickmore.
It is. We've got a fascinating guest later on the show. I don't know how I feel about this guest.
I do. I feel interested.
I feel interested, but I think I shouldn't come from a place of judgment, but I think I do.
Yeah. Well, wipe that away. Also, Big Show Bickmore. How do you feel about that as your new nickname?
Big Show Bickmore. Is that for every day?
BSB. Get your BSB number. It's Friday.
Also, we announce our next roaster for the roast of Tommy Little. And this roaster, you are going to love. Australia loves him. He is an incredible sporting star. And he, I was just going to say, I don't want to give away too much because I want him to do the work for himself because I reckon he's the least suspecting roaster of all, of all the ones on our list.
Okay, well, I'm intrigued and I will stay listening. Just a quick question about the judging of our guests that we're going to have later on in the show. Is it the fact that he's got six girlfriends? Is that
a little bit. Yeah. I'm interested to know whether they understand that he's got more than them.
They're all in the picture together.
Yeah, I know. It's all a bit weird. Anyway, right now, though.
Don't get me.
I got 99 problems.
Wiggle.
Drop it like it's hot.
Big Moss booty drop.
JT, he's got a new album out today. It's called Everything I Thought It Was. Ooh. You can buy it, stream it, download it. Wherever you listen to your music, go have a listen.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Do I just throw your phone at the desk when you finish with announcing?
Yeah. So I thought, in honour of JT.
Also, sorry. What? It's not even your phone. A producer handed you that phone with the info on it.
I didn't smash it against the wall. I just put it down on the ground with a bit of flavour.
It had a fair thud for something you just placed with flavour.
In honour of JT's new album, I thought, let's play a bit of JT.
Yes.
What do you want?
Cry Me a River.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we are roasting Tommy Little. And coming up a little bit later on, we are finding out another one of our roasters. And this one is huge.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Can I give a little clue?
Yes.
A sporting star. An Australian sporting legend.
One of the GOATs.
But right now.
Okay.
Can I move on, or do you want to hear more about the roaster?
No, you go.
Okay, so you remember how earlier in the week I was telling you how my uncle, who's a world champ, was heading overseas to participate in the Masters Games playing tennis?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's like they're over 70s. Okay, they're an older bunch of gentlemen and women.
They're in their twilight.
And they're in Turkey. And this is the music these oldies got to walk out to.
Welcome, Australia.
Walking sticks in the air.
I mean, they're not that old.
Aids down, everyone.
Hectic music for over 70s.
Great.
But then it made me think, what would I want my walkout music to be? And then I thought, well, what am I walking out to do?
This is great.
And I thought, let's play the song game.
Picking their walkout music and the event they're walking out to.
Oh, should we start with the youngest member of the team? Jay, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you want to tell us, do you want us to hear the music or the event first?
I reckon the event.
Okay. What is it?
What are you taking the world stage to do?
I don't know if it's a world stage, but you know I've been getting my Pilates teacher certification. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a dream the other night that I walked out to my first class instructing, huge class, to this song.
Yeah. Very good.
It is good. And I don't Pilates.
I don't think I even like set up the class. I didn't say anything. No instruction. I just was sending it to this, like moving around, dancing. Like you've kind also, of like mixing
you get a dance as an instructor.
Well, I mean, probably not in real life.
Jay, you've got a picture though. You're still walking at this point. Like it's got to be a pretty big Pilates room.
Yeah, it was a huge studio. And I was all dressed in black, like hair done, makeup. It was
for Pilates.
So it was so weird. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I think I would love to have a teacher that's just sending it to some akadaka, like
get to pick the music. I don't think I've been in a Pilates class where they play this kind of tunes. Maybe that's what can set you apart. You can be the Pilates, like the Pilates instructor that rocks.
Yeah, Black Sabbath, ACDC.
Black Sabbath, yes.
I actually think it would be Boss.
Yeah, I like it, Jay.
Does that mean like... cool.
Boss.
Yeah. Just say it'd be boss.
Bossy.
Yeah.
You know bossy.
Yeah.
Do I? But I wouldn't use the expression, I think it would be boss.
You can start.
It would be cool.
No, just say that's bossy.
Hey, guys, listen to my music. It's cool.
All right. Well, who else have we got? Good. Thank you, Jay. What about Lizzy?
Well, guys, I'm not boss like Jay. My big event will be actually not a walkout, but a rollout into theatre. When I have my surgery next week.
Okay.
I need to be positive, guys.
Yes.
I don't want to ask, I shouldn't ask on air what you're having surgery for, but does it matter in terms of whether you're going to be all right or not? Like, is that part of the context needed here or not?
It does. You know, it'll be a fine surgery, but it's just, you know, you just get a bit nervous.
You always want surgery to be fine.
Yeah, I just wondered if there was high risk of death involved and that's why she needs that pump up.
Should we start looking for other stuff?
If she's just worried.
It's just going under. It's going under.
Yeah, it is going under.
I love it.
Do you think it'll be hard for them to operate on you while you're dancing so much?
Possibly.
Especially with your big baggy pants on too.
I know.
That'll help with the surgery though.
And the beanie sitting on the top of your head. Jesse boy, what have you got for us?
So this is something that I've always wanted to do and is quite close to my heart. And so I'll play you the song and I think Tommy for sure will know straight away what I'm walking out to.
I think you are walking in to a dodgy masseuse.
No, I'm walking out to the reveal of my BBL.
Yes, I was going to say it's to do with your Brazilian butt lift, isn't it?
You're right.
I like it. I like it.
You really don't need one, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Jeez, we've learned boss.
Bossy and bro.
I should say bra.
Right.
Yeah.
A web guy, Eli.
All right. So, you know when you're at a concert and you're there for the headlining act and the lights go down and you're like, when are they coming on? When are they coming on? Okay. So, picture this, okay? You're at the concert. You're waiting for my set.
Mm-hmm. You're the headline
act. Oh, you're the headline, act. Okay. Yeah.
The lights go off and then you hear this and then you're like, oh, my God, we know that chord is coming.
Do we?
Yeah. And there's a little message for the fans. I just want you to know. Throughout it all. Now, I'm under the stage, on a platform, okay?
Yeah.
I love this so much.
So picture this.
Oh, my God, you're doing, he's acting it out now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you. Ashanti.
Go. And now I'm rising.
Ashanti's rising.
It's really good.
It looked like he was riding up there, didn't it?
Ashanti!
Oh, Bick, it's pretty hard act to follow.
I know, imagining you as Ashanti.
It was great. No one could see it, but Eli, the rise up started with a fist first. Yeah. They were kind of in a Statue of Liberty pose.
Yeah.
And then the body came. It was wonderful stuff.
We should have filmed it. Oh, he's the filming guy.
Can't be on the camera and on the cameras.
Should we bring ours up next?
Yes.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have you ever imagined taking the world stage, being the best at the best at something, and what would your walkout music be?
Yes.
That is what we are imagining.
Yes. That's
right. Picking their walkout music and the event they're walking out to.
Yes, we've had multiple things. We had producer Lizzie, when she goes into surgery, she wanted E17's All Right. All right, Evelyn's gonna be all right. And now... We are down to the pointy end. Someone who's boss, as we've just learned to say, Pip Dog, producer Pippa. Do you want to give us the event or the music first?
I'll give you the event.
Mm-hmm.
The event is the World Limbo Championships.
Can I be there too? Because I'm very good at it.
About to take the
not
arena.
As good as I am. Okay. Oh no. Or Jesse.
I think I might have an inkling of what the song is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you actually good at limbo, and is that why you imagine it?
We didn't even get to the bit where it goes, get low, get low, get low, get low.
I'm not good at limbo, but it is one thing, like also playing tennis, that I just wish I was good at.
Yes, right. Well, you've got time with tennis. My uncle is playing. He's over 70. Yeah. You've got time, babe.
See. Imagine the broken bones in the limbo.
Yeah. We could get you a ball with a bell in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Or a limbo pole with a bell in it.
I'll go next, shall I? Who have we got left? Let's go to Jez, and then I'll tell you next mine. Jez, what's yours?
I'll give you the event space first, and I'll give the event because I need – it's like a performance, I guess. So imagine the MCG. There's a single microphone in the middle of the MCG.
Yeah.
You can see me. I'm in a tuxedo, and I've got a little runway.
A tuxedo.
Yep. and as this music plays, I walk up, and then once this music finishes, I'll give you – I'm actually going to perform it for you guys, what I'm, what I'm there to do.
Okay.
Oh, we should have finished on that.
So funny.
We should have finished
Pulled
on
my
that.
Finger.
I don't know. Do you want? I can't. Follow
I don't.
That.
I don't know if I can. We can't follow through that, or
no, I can follow through that. Do you want?
I'll go next. So. Okay. I thought a lot about this because the song I've picked is very much a sporting, it originates from the sporting world, this song, and every time I hear it, it really gets me up and about. But I obviously don't have a lot of sporting prowess. I've always wanted to be like a backup dancer, right? And I thought, all I can imagine is maybe a 200,000 seat crowd. I'm thinking like a Dubai, a new stadium in Dubai is where my head's at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to walk out to this, but what I'm going to be is I'm so well known, the event that I'm at, I don't then have to do anything, right? So I just walk out like a slam dunk or something. I just do it but with not a lot of effort. And then I just sit back down and that's all I have to do, because just me being there in front of these 200,000 people, that's all they've come to see. They've just come to see me, but I don't have to do a lot, you know?
No, I'm so lost.
Have a listen. I walk out, do a little dunk, sit back down. That's all I have to do. And then everyone just goes insane.
And you thought a lot about that?
Yeah, I did. Because I've thought,
the song doesn't even make sense. The song doesn't even make sense to it.
No, because it's from, that's what I'm saying, it's from a sporting world, and I'm not normally a basketballer. But
you know, you could have walked out of anything, didn't you?
No, but I like that. Every time I hear it, when I go for a run, I put it on, like, ready to go, da na na na, bam, and she's off.
Oh, you know how I thought I couldn't follow Jez? I can definitely follow that.
The other thing I thought is maybe that could be my roast walkout music.
That's not bad.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Yes, what's yours?
So, look, mine's just stock standard. Unlike you, I didn't think about it much.
It's going to be something dumb and funny like every time you do this, isn't it?
No. Okay. So in this instance, the thing I am walking out to is I'm a lifesaver at a pool, and there is a woman drowning.
What?
And so I run off my post and I run as fast as I can and I jump straight in the pool, and it's when my skin touches the water that I also remember that I can't swim. She's a
brick in a- Oh, my God.
So dark.
So dark.
I thought it was going to be maybe the bodyguard, or the music from, what's the...
You've had your go, mate.
No. What do we have, Pammy on? What's the show?
Baywatch.
Baywatch.
But I can't swim.
I know. Carrie and
Tommy. Across Australia for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I should point out, if you're thinking, what am I doing this weekend? I know what you're doing. You're jumping online to Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer. And yes, you're quickly ordering a beanie or a cap before orders close. They close this weekend. So either do it now if you're sitting at work or set a reminder, because there won't be another chance to get your hands on beanies.
Yes.
You buy them now for delivery in winter. It's a bit of a different system this year. We're only going to order the amount that you want. So if you've got like a sporting team or maybe like a club that you're a part of and you're thinking you want to get something and get behind something together and all wear something and take a pick, I would love you to jump online and buy a capsule beanie.
Because when you it comes to seeing everybody out in the wild wearing them and you're going to be jealous and wish you had your own,
absolutely.
Guess what? Too late. It's
and then
too
we
late
share
then.
Some of those pics on socials. Oh, your team God. Could be famous.
You have FOMO.
Yes. Now, speaking of famous,
yeah.
Very soon we're going to announce our next roaster for the roast of Tommy Little, and he is incredibly famous.
Famous sports person.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm sticking around. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie
and Tommy. Driving you home for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we are roasting one, Tommy Little. We're going to meet our third roaster up next.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm so excited about the up next roaster because he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And I can't wait to watch him turn.
Bickers, it is time for a new segment, which when we did it the first time, you made us promise. As soon as we finished it, guys, we must do that again.
That's funny, yes.
Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, that's very funny.
Is
that's funny.
The joke detective.
That's funny.
If you've got a joke, she'll get to the bottom of it.
The joke meister.
The joke meister.
I hated this. All that happened once was you were telling, so a caller was telling a joke and I tried to understand the joke, and now you've decided that I try to understand every joke.
No, once. You've done it heaps. Jesse, it's happened heaps, hasn't it?
More than we can count.
I know, but then when we did this as a segment and you tried to get me to end the joke and work out what it was, I couldn't.
But you never let people do their punchlines to their joke. You jump in, so this is where you shine, Carrie.
Well, maybe I just wanted this time just let you do the punchline.
Nah. Okay. Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
Snoop Dogg, something to do with high, something to do with...
That's good.
This
is as electric as it was last time.
I don't want to be doing this. Don't make me feel bad because I can't work it out.
It's good. It's good. So something high.
Well, about like he likes to get high.
So why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
Something to stop the rain.
because he likes to get high to stop the rain? Is that Carrie's joke?
It's not my joke. Something to do with dog.
Okay. So why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Snoop, so he can snoop around.
So, okay. Jesse, if you heard the joke, so why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella? So he can snoop around, would you? That's actually not bad.
It's good stuff. Bad.
What is it?
For drizzle.
See, that's better.
What about this one? Would you prefer something fruit and veg based?
Sure.
Okay. what's the only thing better than eating a mandarin?
Stop
no, sorry,
it.
Not that one.
I'm not
sorry.
Answering that one.
No, sorry, not that one. What would your joke be for that one? Not that one. Why do melons have weddings?
Because they want to get a rock.
To get a rock.
Rock melon.
Oh, that's not bad.
Or like a rock on their finger.
They could say to plant their seed.
Oh, to plant their seed?
That's also
what's
something.
The actual answer?
To get a rock, you think?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Here I have, why do melons have weddings? Because they cantaloupe.
That's funny.
why did the gym close down?
Why did the gym close down?
The classic Bickmore tactic of repeating the
well,
question.
Well, thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Why did the gym close down?
Do you have some thinking music?
Maybe something about weights. Maybe the wait time was too long or something like that.
Is that your telling me the joke?
I'm just trying to feed you some thought starters to fill in the...
something to do with the treadmill.
Oh, the treadmill. What to do with the treadmill?
Because it was always running late. I don't know.
Because it was always running late. Yeah. It just didn't work out.
This is the worst segment ever. I don't think we've ever done a segment with such a lot of dead air.
No, this is great.
There's so much dead air. Someone at least fill it while I'm thinking about
I just tried them with the weight thing and is that your answer?
So because you're talking, I'm trying to think.
So what are we meant to
talk amongst yourselves or something? Don't talk to me while I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to think and talk at the same time.
Okay, so for this next one, Jesse, we'll try and talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do oysters say when they get a compliment? So anyway, Jesse,
shucks.
That is correct. Oh. Well done.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, this is exciting. Even though we have just seen the pinnacle being you, being the joke detective, the pinnacle of humour has already been reached.
Is that you roasting me?
No, that was far too delicate. But it is time to meet our next roaster.
It's time for friends to become enemies. Welcome to the roast of Tommy Little.
Oh, wow!
I said our Tommy's friends are here.
His friends.
People he loves the most.
They are all lining up and they're gonna roast Tom.
Ow!
Tommy's roast is here and Gary is our host.
Tommy will definitely not have friends after the roast.
Wow!
He will cry no.
Laugh Out Loud from March 27 to April 21 at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with hundreds of local and international acts. Browse the program and book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
Because you are drip-feeding me information of who is going to be there to roast me on the night. So far, we've had two of the best comedians in the country. One being someone who knows me intimately. He's my former housemate, the great Luke McGregor. Who do you have today?
So our next roaster is an Australian sporting legend. Ooh. He's the former captain of the Australian national cricket team.
Ooh.
He's one of only three players to win three World Cup titles. He has almost as many Instagram followers as our which I didn't write. My producers did.
Come on.
One of the best cricketers of all time and a man we love so much. It's Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, hello.
Gilly,
hey guys.
Gilly, yeah, please tell me this is not a prank. Are you in?
Oh, mate, I was locked and loaded as soon as the invite came my way from your co-host there, your partner in crime. She reached out to me, and before I finished reading the message, I was absolutely locked in because, mate, I don't quite know you as intimately as you just suggested as Luke, your good mate, and I can't wait to see what material he's got, but I've... a couple of little experiences with you over the summer just gone that I've already backtracked on and got some info and stuck it away in the memory bank. But
workshopped an idea that Gilly messaged me about, and I was like, that is brilliant. There's just so much fodder, Gilly. And what I love about this is you are quite genuinely, I think, one of the nicest men I've ever met. So I cannot wait to sit front row and watch you turn.
Yes. Let's flick the switch. Game on. I tell you, I'm a little bit nervous. I've never heard or seen such effort put into one sting for one event as what I just heard then about the topic of the roast. That's a big budget, big ticket item, this one. So I better have my A game, but it's going to be good fun. Very good fun. All right. I'll just tease you a little bit, Carrie, because Tommy will know exactly what I'm referring to. You know what they say about when men get into, you know, cold territory, cold climates?
Yes.
Saw Tommy in the ice bath this summer. I'll leave it at that.
And it's begun.
But Gilly, we've got to work on this attitude because you are, as Carrie said, one of the nicest people on the planet. And I'll be honest, the first time we had a beer, Gilly, I had a great time, but I did spend a lot of it just sitting there because you are one of my childhood heroes. And I spent a lot of time when you were talking, I couldn't fully concentrate on what
just
you
looking.
Were saying because I was like, you're having a beer with Gilly. You're having a beer with Gilly. This is the best. But even then, when you mentioned the bit of production, you said how amazing it was. You need to really turn for this and say, you know that music you just played me? That was a piece of shit. It was a piece of shit. You should have worked on it harder. Are you going to be able to get into roast mode?
Oh, without doubt, mate. I've got a nice little runway now, a little bit of prep to do, get the final thoughts together. But I'll be very pleasant to you right up until the point where I get introduced by Carrie, and then it's absolutely game on.
How were you, Gilly, when it came to sledging? Because I know you're a lovely guy, and I know you weren't one of the mean, nasty sledgers, but I'm sure you gave a bit from here to there. What's one of the worst sledges you ever gave?
I was always fending off sledges pretty much usually about my ears and how big they were. But after I got through that.
In the night, obviously you are there to roast mainly myself, but also the fellow roasting panel. But you also will cop a few barbs back. How is your resilience when it comes to having shots fired your way?
Excellent. Tough. Good. Tough as teeth, mate.
Tough.
Yeah. He's used to those catches. Sits there, he's smooth.
Yes. That's right. I mean, because of the those said ears that are on the side of my head, they're big, so they hear everything. So I've been able to take everything in, and I've got ready-made replies. Yeah, look, I had Shane Warne standing next to me at first slip for 10 years, so I'm ready. I know what I got to say.
Will you be wearing, like, competition attire? Will you come in your whites, or what are you thinking?
Ooh, gee, I hadn't cast my mind to that. I'm just going to intimidate him most. Probably not pristine white, so I don't reckon. But, yeah. What's the wardrobe on that one, Carrie?
Just come wearing a bigger box than anyone else, and then we'll know the big dog's arrived. Gilly, this is
fantastic.
There's no one I would rather be insulted by. What an absolute treat, and we can't wait to see you there on the night. Thank you so much, Gilly.
It'll be an absolute pleasure, mate, to sink the boot in and then maybe have a cool treat afterwards. But, hey, I was just thinking then, white or baggy green cap maybe, just to really throw you off your game, Tommy, because you did stare at me long and lovingly that night when we were having that beer. I was starting to get worried.
Yes, if you dress up like his icon, like it'll really be hard for him to sledge you. That's a great idea.
Here's what's going to be tough now that I know that. I'm going to come in whites with a baggy green as well, and it'll really confuse people.
Yeah, you might want one of the batting helmets, I reckon, mate, for the night. Hey, Carrie, was my little ability to get a segue across. Well done this year. I saw that. I mean, the beanie's flying again, and I know it's getting short on time to be able to get the beanies that you continually do to raise such wonderful funds. You did the caps this year too, I reckon that was a nice initiative.
Especially for your part of the climate, where a lot of my family is from, and they say, we can't wear beanies even in winter, so give us a cap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, local knowledge over here from the west. But well done. It's all gone well again.
Thanks, Gilly.
Gilly, you're the best. We'll see you at the roast.
All right, see you, mate.
And if people want to come see one of our greatest ever sporting icons in action with us on stage, it's a money can't buy experience. The only way you can get tickets are carrieandtommy.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. Same but backwards still to come, guys.
Imagine what it would be like to have 6 girlfriends.
Got it.
No, I don't mean like friends, like I've got 6 girlfriends.
Oh, sorry.
I mean like 6, you're a guy and you're dating 6 women at once.
Got it.
You still
now
got
7.
It.
Oh,
no, 7's too much for him. And by him, I mean a guest that we're going to be speaking to at the end of the show today.
Yeah.
I mean a guest that we're going to be speaking to later in the show today. He is a polyamorist, which means he dates multiple women at one time, but they all know that he does that. They can choose to date other men if they want. I have so many questions for him. As I know you do too.
Yes.
Real logistical questions too.
I just
doesn't have enough time in the day.
How do you manage that?
Bed sizes. How do I get into it? Basically, that's my line questioning.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6 for your Friday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you think of yourself as having a sexy voice?
No.
No.
That was just how I normally talk.
Scary.
Wasn't it? Oh, we're doing impressions of each other.
Yeah. Oh my God, did you think I just have a having a sexy voice?
Give your sexiest voice for the people.
I don't think I don't think I can actually do that, Carrie.
That's just lowered it. Lower doesn't mean sexy.
That's hot,
I thought it does.
I mean, if I just went, I can do that too.
Sorry, you're a woman.
But we just don't.
But
go
I thought
higher.
Lower voices. I thought deeper resonance was seen as a sexier voice.
Yes, deeper resonance adds to a sexy voice. But there's other things as well that add to a sexy voice. They did a study of a whole lot of people, and they played.
That sounds vague.
They played them 100 clips of famous celebrities and got them to rank them based on who had the hottest voice. And the results are in. You've not made the list.
Damn, who did I lose to?
Like every list, Chris Hemsworth. You lost to him again.
Bummer.
But this is some of the things that make for a sexy voice. Now, lower
Sorry, the voice that I just gave you when I was trying to put on my sexy voice, I reckon is not far from Chris Hemsworth's voice.
It's so far from Chris Hemsworth.
Right, hold on. Give us the voice again.
It's a bit like this.
Not yours. What happened then?
Oh, guys, I think that's pretty close.
He has got quite a gravelly.
It's tricky because I'm also imagining him when he's talking, and then when we just look at you talking, it doesn't quite have the same effect.
What have I done wrong?
Anticipated.
Anyway, another thing they've said, particularly for women, apparently if you speak faster, you're perceived as being more attractive and more confident. Volume. Psychologists have found that people with louder voices are deemed more attractive. And
then every woman would be stunning.
And they've said,
Carrie,
obviously, the
you'd
usual
be a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, my God.
When's the roast again?
They also said things like breathy or nasally voices can sometimes be perceived, which I think is weird because no one finds this hard.
Hang on.
You
do it fast as well.
Hang on.
But if I do it in a breathy way, fast, doesn't make it any harder.
It's doing it for me.
So the number one, which surprised me, the person with the sexiest voice of them all, scoring a total of 31 out of a possible 40, is Stormzy.
And just not taking myself seriously. I think that's the biggest thing I would say. I came out of that and I didn't take myself seriously. Like, I knew how to take a joke. I knew how to crack a joke. It helped me see people and see life.
I mean, cool. But that to me was not what I thought the sexiest voice that everyone would vote would sound like.
I love it when people from the UK say fink.
Fink. Yeah.
Do you reckon I can start doing it in an Aussie accent? You don't think?
It's like, it's like my dad doesn't do his H's anymore. It's Ugo Boss.
Ugo Boss. How often is he saying Ugo Boss?
He drops it. It doesn't do H's at all anymore. So I don't know what happened.
He stays in an hotel.
That wasn't planned, but that was funny. Okay. Closely followed behind Stormzy was Shooter Gatwa.
Where did you do it? In the Gatwa.
I was very proud of myself because the name looks like it's Nkuti Gatwa, and I know his name is Shooty because I love him. He's from Sex Education, the Netflix series. This is him. He has an awesome voice, but much like Stormzy, it's got a bit of an accent on it.
Exfoliate enough. What you need is sapo. You need sapo. So he got me a sapo, and I've never turned back since. That's why my skin is so lusciously chocolate and melanin.
Sorry.
You buy these in the hood.
Can I just ask, because what I think might have happened here, is this a UK study?
Well, no, because coming in behind that was Chris Hemsworth.
I want to say a massive thank you for the People's Choice Award. It's absolutely fantastic. You guys are the greatest. Thank you, everybody who voted. Thank you, everyone who got involved.
Are you pointing because you want to know if he sounds like you?
I don't think it's that bad, but also, is it a UK study?
I'll work on that while you give us a bit more of your Hemsworth voice.
I want to say a massive thank you to all those people who voted. She's not even listening.
No.
So who cares what my voice sounds like.
I think it was a UK study.
Okay.
Salma Hayek is the first female at the top of the list.
Stunner.
When I was coming from Mexico to Hollywood, I was nervous about many things and not nervous about many things. And I got them all wrong, all turned around. I thought I was going to be working nonstop right away. But I was really worried about the other girls. I thought they were going to be mean to me, divas, that were going to be like pushing you.
How do you feel? You agree?
Are you joking? That woman could yell at me in that accent and I would love it. Isn't it amazing, though, that when she acts, that's gone? Like, I know that's acting.
But that's the same as singing. You don't hear accents when people sing. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Do you want
get it. Oh, sorry.
Do you want who I think is the hottest voice? Oh, I think no
Jesse's
one beats.
Jesse's going to play me again.
No one beats Morgan.
I don't think wealth and genetics have anything to do with each other, actually. If you're born in the U.S., it really doesn't matter.
Morgan
the condition
Freeman. He could read me the dictionary.
Birth.
And you'd what? Jump his bones? He's like 80. Carrie, what is it with you and much, much older men?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
It's your primitive, it's Is it time to bring back Same Same But Backwards But Backwards?
No, because that's just playing the song forward.
No, let's, it's not. Jesse, you promised me you reversed the track and then you reversed it again.
Yes. Yes. It was double reversed.
No.
Why?
Song number one.
But reverse it again or are you just going to...
On.
On.
Is that no in reverse?
But then reverse that again.
No.
No, I think it's like no. I think it's different. It's slightly different. No.
Yeah.
It is too old, surprisingly. But yes, it is too old. Song number one.
Oh. I know it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Harry.
Oh, Tommy.
Big
Tommy.
Miley.
No,
Ball.
Damn it. I came in like a
wrecking ball. I knew it was Miley. I couldn't work out what the song was.
Eli's not even in the room.
It's a great phrase. You really picture, I came in like a wrecking ball.
Absolutely. You know exactly what she looked like.
I quite often aim to come in like a wrecking ball.
It's always a she, I reckon.
You reckon it is.
Can you go out and come back in?
Don't you think
like
anyone that's coming in like a wrecking ball? I reckon Tommy achieves it most days. No, a wrecking ball is to do, like,
it's a real challenge.
He's a wreck, but a wrecking ball is to absolute wreak havoc.
Yeah.
Which I think is far more of a, you know.
Why don't you ever support me?
You want to be a wrecking ball?
Yeah.
We'll get you a big ball to swing on. You can
he wants to be the ball.
Outfit.
Yeah. You can ride me.
No, thank you.
Miley can ride you.
I don't care. Does someone ride me?
Okay.
I'm a wrecking ball.
Maybe he is a wrecking ball.
He's a wrecked ball.
He's a wrecked, yeah. Song number two, One Zip to Carry.
Oh.
Candy Shop.
Three.
By who?
Two.
Kanye.
One.
Oh, no. It is 50 Cent. Ah. I take you to the candy shop. Beep, beep, beep. I let you lick the lollipop. Hey. What is that keys that makes that noise? Is it a synth?
Stop. Yeah, it's a keyboard.
Is it synth? Yeah.
Yeah.
One all. Song number three.
Harry.
Oh.
Black Eyed Peas, Fergie, Where Is the Love?
Well done. Huh? We got a special comment from Eli. He's shouting out there.
It's not Fergie. It's Justin Timberlake.
It's Black Eyed Peas.
It's Black Eyed Peas. Is Justin Timberlake in there?
He does all the choruses. Fergie doesn't.
No one remembers it.
Ooh, I think that's a good pickup, though. I think that is a good pickup.
To be fair, do you think anyone remembers JT's involvement?
Absolutely.
I love JT, but...
Yeah, I actually think he's mainly involved.
Oh, you don't. You just want a point. Okay, next
interesting one. Interesting call from the judge over there, please, Jesse.
2-1 to the Bickmore.
Damn it.
Song number four.
Tommy.
Harry.
Tommy.
Jump. When we need you. Jump, jump.
Two.
Thong song, Cisco. Let me see
that thong. Whose playlist are we playing this from today?
Remember the heat, bah,
is this from yours bah, in like early 2000s?
Nah, nope. Nap.
So it's a tie at the moment.
I need to have a nap.
And it's a tie for the year as well. So whoever gets this next
one. It's just begun.
You know what I'm saying? Carry a week to week.
You know what's a bit hurtful? Yeah. And it's been a long time. But Jesse told me. He said, every day that we play this game, can you please wear a thong under your shorts? And I said yes. And I've been wearing it for 7 years now. And that is the first time he's played a thong song. And I was beginning to wonder, why am I wearing a thong
to work?
But
now you're
a
fan of the thong, aren't you?
I get it. Yeah. And well played, sir.
Song number five.
Harry Hanson, Mbop. Now this is my playlist from the early 2000s.
It's embarrassing because it wasn't so mine before.
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they're getting to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
If you've somehow spent this week under a rock, you may not have heard that. Guess who's back again.
The Beanies are back.
This weekend is your last chance to get your hands on our beanies, yes. Supporting Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer. All the money raised goes towards the Brain Cancer Centre, where we have the most incredible researchers trying to find a cure for brain cancer. I should point out that if you're wondering, will brain cancer affect me? At the moment, brain cancer kills more kids in this country than any other disease, more people under 40 than any other cancer. You have no idea how much your life can be turned upside down in an instant, in a moment where you think everything's fine, and then the next day it's not. And none of us know when that's going to come, and we want to make a difference at our centre so that no one else has to sit in front of their doctor and be told, you know what, you have brain cancer and there's not a lot we can do. And currently that is the conversation that happens when your doctor delivers that news to you. So please jump online and buy one of our beanies. There's kids' beanies, there's unisex beanies, women's beanies, there's caps. There's something for everyone there, and yep. I can't wait to see you wearing your new, I was going to say headgear.
Yeah.
Headgear proudly.
Your new head apparel.
Head apparel proudly. Love you all. Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
I want to know.
The big question is.
I've always wondered.
Would you like to know?
I want
to
know.
Gary, Tommy, I've been wondering and they would like to ask, please, to tell me.
Want
to
know.
Like to know.
Want
to
know.
Some of your secrets. That's what I want to know.
Carrie and Tommy's.
That's what I want to know.
This is the segment because where we talk to fascinating people and we ask them all the questions that you have, but usually you don't get the opportunity to speak to people who live such incredible and interesting lives. This man I'm about to introduce joins us from the other side of the world, Alex Zander. G'day, Alex.
How's it? Meet you. What's good?
Firstly, I guess, thank you for coming on the show. But secondly, can you please explain to us and to the rest of Australia what makes you so interesting?
Oh, man, where to begin? I love being called fascinating and interesting within 10 seconds of a phone call. First and foremost, I'm a music producer, but I think the reason you guys were excited to have me on is because I live an alternative lifestyle regarding my dating. I'm sort of pretty like down to the bone polyamorous, usually seeing like multiple people. I recently did a show where they documented that I have like six girlfriends at the moment.
You are right. You really had our ears pricked up at six girlfriends. It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. A lot of my friends are just I don't like, if only on a logistical level, I don't understand how you're doing it.
I will be completely honest. I don't understand the difference between you just want to date multiple women because you're a player and you date multiple women because you're polyamorous. Like, what's the difference?
The clue is in the name. So player is someone who is like playing a game, like kind of like playing things against each other. Like, yeah, I think it kind of implies like deceit. It implies that you're not being honest about, you know, like your intentions and stuff. Polyamory is kind of like, on a deep level, it's being inclined to be able to kind of like love more than one person at the same time and it not detract from the other people.
So the girls that you're with, are they polyamorous too, or are you their only person that each of them is with?
It's kind of different relationship by relationship. So my big thing through all of this is that I just want everything to be like natural and organic for everybody and nobody to feel like they have to do anything or they're not allowed to do anything. But what I tend to find happens quite often is that they usually sort of tell me, they're like, yeah, I'm not really pressed about seeing anybody else at the moment. The other thing for me as well is that I actually date kind of like maybe like 90% bisexual girls. So a lot of the time, you know, they're also interested in meeting the other girls and stuff as well.
Isn't it interesting how you said a lot of the girls after a short period of time then say to you that you're the only one they're seeing? Isn't that because the natural idea is you want to be able to connect deeper, and once you find someone you want to connect with, that's like, especially the difference between men and women maybe, is that women are looking for the connection where you're happy to have a connection with multiple women. Like, do you find there are a lot of polyamorous women, or far more are they polyamorous men dating women who are just dating them?
Yeah, I think that's a somewhat valid observation. I do think there are some quite deeply like poly-minded women as well, and I do meet those, and I do sometimes date girls like that. But I do think that on like you know, like if you go back to like the biology of it, I mean, like men are kind of programmed to try and have as many children by as many women as possible, because that's how the, that's how our race would continue to grow. And for women, it's like there's a little bit more implication about that because of, you know, the concept of pregnancy and having to look after a child and stuff. So I think like polyamory, or at least the initial desire to be with more than one person at a time, is more natural for men.
So can I talk logistics for a second? Do you only, how big's your bed?
Let's just say you'd be surprised how many people you can fit in a bed when you all like each other.
So then with the women, because when I first pictured it, and you have, you know, six girlfriends or whatever the number is at the time, I pictured one of them staying each night. But obviously that's not correct. What's your standard number of girlfriends in a bed per night?
No. Okay, so like on average, yeah, I spend like one-on-one time with the girls as well. It's not like I usually have like three, four girls over at a time, but sometimes.
Are you just the new Hugh Hefner?
It's been said.
So then what's the difference? He was described as a playboy. I guess I find it really hard because I understand what you're saying. The difference you're saying is you're going in saying, just so you know, you're not the only woman. I will be dating multiple people. So you're not playing around. But it's hard not to still feel like it's gross. Do you understand? Like, and maybe that's the female side of things. Like, it convinced me that it's not gross.
Gross?
Like, you know, like it feels grubby, but you're saying it's not because it's consensual and you're saying to people, you know, just so you know, I will be dating other people. So it's your choice whether you want to participate or not. But it just feels like it's a guy living his best life without a lot of care for the feelings of other people. But you're saying it's not that. The women are far more aware of what they're walking into.
Yeah, I kind of describe it as, I don't know if you've seen the movie Fight Club, but there's a part of that where he's like, you choose your own level of involvement. So like for me, it's kind of like all my cards are on the table. It's like clearly there's a lot of women around me. Clearly I'm seeing other people. If a woman sees that and finds that exciting and interesting and wants to be a part of it, and I'm also attracted to her, then by all means, you know, like let's see where it goes.
LX, we have as many questions as you do, girlfriend. So if you could stick around, we'd love to ask more.
We'll do more with LX, the polyamorist, up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home, the Savo, and we're still joined by polyamorist Alexander.
Yes, LX, for those who don't know, he's a music producer in LA who is very open about his many relationships with different women at the same time on his socials. Obviously, now this is established. It is people can see it from your social media. It's something you've been doing for a while. But I'm interested in the first time, like the first time you had two girlfriends or had a girlfriend and then decided to get another one. What was that decision, and was it hard to implement in the first place?
It wasn't like I just woke up one day and I was just like, I'm going to do it. You know, like it was like a gradual process of me exploring a lot of different situations. I mean, like, I've had a few sort of more traditional monogamous relationships in my life and just generally found them to be kind of unsatisfying and frustrating, and like ended up feeling kind of a bit trapped and stuff. And I've had that happen like a few times with very different people. So I started to think, okay, like maybe it's not the person, maybe it's something to do with me that is just not suited to this. And then obviously, you know, like I was like single and I'm like seeing people on a single basis. Like I'm just kind of like, you know, like having little interactions with people, having little hookups or whatever sometimes. Yeah. And then, but I've always been the kind of person, like I always say, I'm not really a one night stand kind of person. So I was finding that, you know, even though I wasn't particularly intending to get into a quote unquote relationship, they were happening naturally with people that I was involved with. And eventually it just got to a point where it's like, you know, I would be casually involved with kind of like two or three different people. And like, there was a lot of learning, you know, how to communicate that in a way that didn't make anyone feel sort of disrespected or pressured into anything. That's another big thing for me as well. I like hate to feel like I'm kind of like trying to make anyone do anything that they don't want to do. It's always just like, this is an option. If you don't want to,
I find
cool.
that the bit yeah. that's very interesting, and I don't mean to sound like I'm interrogating because I'm not. I'm actually having the same thought you're having. The reason I brought up Hugh Hefner before is because we interviewed one of his ex-wives recently, and her reflection on her time with him is very different now that time has passed, and that's often the mm-hmm. way with some of the Playboy bunnies. How they feel about what they went through and were in some cases made to go through feels very different now with time that's passed. Do you worry that you are playing around the edges of things, and there's group sex and multiple women and feelings? And do you ever worry that even though you're okay with the sort of master plan here, that in time some of the people involved may feel differently about it?
So here's the thing, especially with something like Hugh Hefner. So look, I feel like a lot of men that, you know, try to occupy this kind of polyamorous space or whatever, or, you know, see multiple girls or whatever, that they're using other things to kind of like incentivize the women to accept something they're not happy with. So for example, Hefner's got this big mansion, like the girls are getting like career growth, they're getting paid for stuff, right? So it becomes like this weird like power dynamic situation where like the girls are kind of going along with things they don't really want to do, and they're having to accept that, because if they don't continue to accept it, other things in their life will get taken away. Like they'll be punished, they'll be kicked out of the house, whatever. And especially somewhere like Los Angeles, because there's actually a lot of girls running around LA who are like sort of trying to leverage their own sexuality to get into better career positions, you know, trying to.
But you're a music producer as well. We've heard of those stories many times of, you know, the relationship between music producers and young women. And I can imagine that you'd have to walk that line pretty carefully.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, actually. I've actually had to quite clearly draw those lines in the sand before. You know, like girls who come to me and they're like, oh, you know, like, I think you're really cool, but like, I'm a singer as well. And like, if anyone ever tells me that they're in music in any capacity, I have to say to them, look, just to establish this, like being involved with me is not going to do anything for your career. Like, I don't do that. I don't exchange intimacy or time or anything for free studio sessions or connections with, like, I don't do that. So if that's the reason that you're interested, then like, respectfully, I'm not interested, because anything that starts to feel transactional like that, like, gives me the ick. So I guess in answer to your question, I mean, look, of course, everyone's going to get it wrong sometimes. Like, sometimes there's going to be a situation where it's like we don't navigate it quite right. Someone's feelings get hurt, you know, like someone feels a little bit overlooked or whatever. And of course that's going to happen. But on like a fundamental level, I like to do my very best to make sure that everything is always like genuine and open and like communication, to avoid those situations as much as possible. I mean, like, who knows? Like, maybe in 20 years there'll be a Surviving Alexander documentary, but I would like to think that we haven't had anything like that occur that you know, on reflection would feel terrible.
Alexander, this has been fascinating. If you want to know more and you want to check out LX's life, you can just go to on Instagram, lxxander.thegreat. That's dot T-H-E-G-R and the number 8. Like I said, it's been fascinating to see an insight into a very interesting life. Alexander, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
And me the wrench.
What's the wrench for?
Because I'm on the tools. Why do we do this dance every time?
Sorry. Yeah, Jesse and I had a little chat about that. We're going to stop talking about one of us being on the tools.
Well, I wasn't there for that meeting. So meanwhile, hand me the wrench, please, because I am on the tools.
I'll give you a hammer instead and you can hammer.
I've already got a hammer in my other hand. So,
all right, Thor, what's happening?
Coming
Thor.
Up. I don't think what? Thor is in the business of home building, which is what I'm doing on the tools.
He's got a hammer in his hand, though, doesn't he?
Yes, but that hammer is so heavy that I can't pick it up.
Famously, no one can.
No one can except for Thor.
Oh, is that the whole plot of
Oh, my God, that means
Luke
I'm
McGregor
Thor.
Would really appreciate this chat.
Does that mean I'm Thor? I'm Thor, guys.
What are you bringing us? No. What bit of music trivia are you bringing us?
Coming up, we have Tate McRae, wonderful, wonderful star. Been Greedy? On our show before. We have the song Greedy.
Great.
Now, did you know the record for the most number of pizzas eaten in 10 minutes? Do you know what it is? Because
what's that got to do with music? Oh, because, Greedy.
Do you know what? Don't ruin the end of it. Seven in 10 minutes. Seven would
most
be a
number
lot,
of no, it's, seven in 10 minutes.
Incorrect.
I would say in 10 minutes, five.
Incorrect.
Are we 15. Lower or higher?
What size?
9-inch pizzas.
Which is what? A regular?
Eli knows. I'd say it's small, to be honest. Yeah, small.
Only 9-inch. Okay.
How many of those in 10 minutes? Anyway, back to this. The record for most numbers of 9-inch pizzas in 10 minutes is 19.25.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And while some people might think that's normal, I think it's a tad greedy.
Q-Tape McRae.
Thanks to Ingham's Chicken. Who doesn't love tasty, crunchy, delicious chicken for dinner? Grab some Ingham's Chicken on the way home. Always tasty, always good. You can put it on your pizza.
On a pizza.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, you know how I've always got my finger on the pulse?
Oh, yes.
I always know what's happening, yep. You know?
And then you bring it to us. Usually a few months after it's happened.
Especially when it comes to the gram or anything online. I'm always like, oh my God, have you seen the latest craze?
Yes.
It was usually years old. But then I jump on and I go semi-viral.
Yeah,
because Carrie does it.
Semi-viral.
I get a few likes, yeah. You know. Anyway,
tick
I've seen
over.
A video. I have no idea when it was posted, but it's now up to 2.4 million likes.
Yes.
And all it is a guy scrambling his eggs.
Yes, I think we've talked about it on this very show.
Have we?
Yes.
So it's not just a normal scramble.
No, he kind of folds them.
He kind of folds them into a circle. And I thought, this guy from Bott's Coffee, I mean, can't be that hard. Surely no. I can fold my eggs into a circle like that and then I can get 2.4 million
That's
views.
Great because when are you going to do this?
Well, I thought now. Need to go get a pot and some eggs and stuff. So you talk amongst yourself for one sec.
Are you going to go to the kitchen?
I'm going to go to the kitchen and I'm just going to do a little prep time.
Are you going to be on the phone?
Yep, I'll be on the phone. And you don't distract me too much though because I've got to concentrate. I'm going to go.
Okay, this is actually great because I got a question for you about this, Tommy.
Okay, yeah, you great. Ask him that while I go get my pan on.
Yeah. So what did she say, 2.4 million likes for the other one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you reckon this one will get? Maybe two?
No, because it depends how bad it goes. So
sorry, I wasn't saying 2 million. I was saying two.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
It.
Okay,
but it depends how bad it goes. Because if it goes okay, nothing. She'll get nothing. But if it goes awfully, there's a chance it will be massive.
Okay.
You know, the greatest videos online are either incredible or horror. Oh, she can hear.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep. Okay. So I'm just getting my eggs. I'm just whisking my eggs.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Could have prepped this before.
I didn't think
okay. Can you see me whisking the eggs? Okay.
Yep.
So I've got to get is my pan hot enough? I hope it is. Okay. So I've got to work quickly. All right. So I'm going to pour it in. So I'm going to pour it in as if you're pouring scrambled eggs in. Okay. Yep. Oh, hot. Hot. Okay.
Ooh, hot.
Hot. Hot. Hot. Okay. Now I've got to go back to the video. So I've got to let it cook for a bit. Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
I think
hold
you start on. Pretty much straight away, Carrie.
Okay, my son's already giving me the thumbs down. That's the wrong thing to use. Wrong thing. I've got to need a different thing. Oh, my God, I've got the wrong thing.
How's it going?
In the original
hold
video...
Hold on, I need the right thing.
There was less yelling.
Yeah.
And it was done in basically 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
It was,
okay.
But also...
I don't have the right thing. Okay.
Maybe that's why
so
they put
I think
the
he's
music
all ready to go. So he pulls the first one...
There was yelling. Through the middle.
Well, it's the sound down in his video. So I'm sure there's a lot of... Okay,
yeah,
so pull the
screaming.
First one
and
in.
His son would have been there as well.
No, I've got to leave it a bit. Oh, shit. I've got to leave it a bit longer.
Did you not hit hold the pan on. Up?
No, I did. I just got to let it sit there for a bit longer. Not quite ready. All
again,
right.
We did, again. That video was done in about 10 seconds.
Yes, but you saw it from when the egg had been in the pan for a second. Okay,
for
ready
a
and.
So I was 11.
Let's go. So come in like that. And yeah. Then I got to go.
Like
oh, no, then he goes around like that. And then he goes, oh, shivers. Where does he go from there?
Oh, is this the bit where she squeezed it in and she starts to swivel
oh, no,
the egg?
Oh, no, two pans too hot. So. Okay, hold on.
The pan's
I'm
too hot.
Try again.
Hot
that way.
Try
this
again.
Bit, and here. And then this bit. And then this bit.
It sounds good, Carrie.
Yeah, there's lots of bits.
And then this bit.
That's what they edited out in the other video. So we're going this bit and this bit.
And it's
and
too
then
hot.
This bit and this bit. Imagine dining at that restaurant.
Oh, I'm really, I honestly.
Just come through. Yeah. I just wanted you to plate it up and come and show us in here.
Okay. I just put it to the side. So, I want another go.
No, you don't get another go, Carrie. This one's been painful enough.
Can you describe what it's supposed to look like, Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's supposed to look like this beautiful. Carrie, get off the phone and just plate up your eggs and come in. Why are you still on the phone?
What do you mean?
Because you're going to be on the studio microphone.
Thank you.
You're standing in the thing now with your...
Don't get angry at me. I tried to make you some fun eggs.
Are these for me?
Fun eggs. Really?
Oh, my gosh. Carrie.
Does that look anything like it?
What happened?
I don't know. I don't think I let it long enough. Left it there long enough.
No, they're overcooked for that compared to that guy's. They've gone all white in bits. Yeah. It looks like you've just really mashed through it.
He got 2.4 mil. What am I getting?
Two.
I think I might be setting the fire alarm off.
It definitely smells. Yes. Would you eat that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well, go on.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
I don't have a fork.
Oh, just. Well done, Carrie, for giving that an attempt.
Oh, and if you want to see it, at Carrie Tommy Show on the socials, because it'll be going viral.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.